Good evening and welcome to today's meditation. Thank you for joining 15 minutes late, and we requested this from we're traveling back home from office, and today we had a chock-a-block traffic traveling bumper to bumper. It's just 700 meters from our office, but we still had a lot of crowd. So thank you so much for joining. So if the topic empty, we want to keep it as a surprise. This is something that we have addressed before, but we think time and again the topic resurfaces. It's primarily because of the way the energies are governing around us. So the topic that we have today is primarily resilience. And resilience is not resistance. That's the topic that we are having today. Primarily, I want to talk about it a little so that we can get clarity about how we have to live. We are living in extremely challenging times where everybody wants to feel important. Everybody wants to feel needed. They all want respect. They all want to be noticed. They all want their problems only to be addressed. There's so much of resistance in people's minds. And what we are asking for is resilience, which means that we want you to accept the present situation as it is and see what are the possibilities for you to re-navigate your journey through this kind of a mind traffic. That's what today's session is about. So last week we were in a college in Bangalore, and there were some visiting professors and also visiting students from America who needed to be spoken to about traditional health. And one of the things that we noticed was very interesting. There was this teacher from USA, and she was very masculine. She was going to the gym. She had masculine arms with fine cut biceps, shoulders. And while we were doing Marma Chikitsa and we were focusing on freeing up the stress in the shoulder, she mentioned something which triggered in my mind that this is something very important. She said, "I'm tough. I can take it." Many of us believe that if you're tough, you must take all the stress that's coming your way. You must be able to tolerate it, right? So I just want to know from a show of hands, if you can tell me how many of you believe that because you're strong, you can take it, right? So we believe that because we are strong, we can take it. If you're strong, what does it mean by being strong? Being strong literally means, it literally means that you are ready to accept. Strength is not in fighting. Strength is in accepting. A person who is ready to allow the other person to win the war only because the other person is traveling on an ego chariot, and you clearly see that you don't want to be a part of the journey because your journey is about the divine self, so let the other person win. That's called strength. When you do not have the strength, then you will stand up and fight because now it's a battle of who is going to win. So now if you lose, then you feel humiliated. That's no strength. So you will not lose at any cost. That comes from fear. It doesn't come from determination. Determination always comes from effort. It doesn't come from victory. But what comes from resilience is tremendous strength. What comes from acceptance is tremendous strength. What comes from losing to the ego and winning to the divine self his tremendous strength. Let the ego win, but you win as the divine self. You are no longer going to submit to the ego. That requires tremendous strength. So resilience is what we need to look up to, is what we need to connect to. Most of the illnesses that are connected to your midrib region, your kidneys, your pancreas, your stomach, your liver, your small intestines, your gallbladder, your spleen, your adrenal glands, all of them react to anger, react to sadness. They all react to anything that is stressful, anything that breeds disharmony. If you want to be well, one of the things you need to do is to be physically well and also absolutely well mentally. You must be well mentally and emotionally. That's when you will be physically well. So let us now start with the Maypole meditation, as always, and then come back to visit resilience. So for those of you who are connecting for the first time, make sure that you're not using a backrest. If you're sitting on a couch that is a sofa, please move to the edge of the seat so that your back is straight. Your knees are below the level of your hips. If you're sitting on the ground, make sure that you have a stack of pillows or blankets so your hips are raised and your back is straight. Do not use the wall as a back support. Let your neck remain straight. Let it not slouch forward, or else you will be indulging in the mind. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel a golden circle of light, the size of which is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. Now, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat as if you are connected by a telephone connection between you and the higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. Let go of all restlessness, anxiety, any clutter in the mind that you may be carrying in any part of you for two or three breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathing this healing energy. And breathe out any pain and distress that you may be carrying in any part of you for two or three breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. And now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Resilience. The very topic simply means to open up, to receive, to accept, to not resist. So when we are practicing resilience, when we are practicing meditations, when we are practicing spirituality, it is important for us to be open, be transparent, and be accepting. It's only when you accept without judgment, without prejudices, that you'll be able to understand the adversity and the adversary. Without being completely transparent, without being open, you cannot know the adversity, neither can you know the adversary. Other times, without awareness, we are simply fighting within and outside. Most of the anger builds within. It's only when we have to explode that we begin to express it in various ways. But you begin to burn from the very moment that you decide that you want to use anger as a tool. Anger, the emotion, is different from anger, the expression. Anger, the expression, does not hurt you. Anger, the emotion, does not spare you. So it's very important for us to be careful before we use anger as a tool. So it's only when you are able to resist your anger, be able to be more alive, be less judgmental, is when you can be resilient. So in our daily practice, through the day, whether it is a traffic, whether it is with people, whether it is managing people, or whether it is managing an office, whether it is running your home, wherever you are, resilience becomes a very important tool for you to practice. In the office, the people today are not resilient to their environment. They're reacting, they're angry, they're vengeful. Even at home, people are angry, people are reacting. During COVID especially, we saw heightened reactions. So the tools that we can use to be more resilient, one of the tools that we can use to be more resilient is, of course, the Maypole meditation. This is an everyday meditation practice. Resilience is a fantastic practice that you can do with the Maypole. Every time, whether you are at home, whether you are in the market, whether you're standing, sitting, walking, running, whether you're driving, whenever, you can just, in your mind, see yourself connecting to the ribbon. Hold on to the ribbon that is connected to the sphere. Anytime, anywhere, you can just connect to this ribbon. Ask your higher consciousness to lift you up. Within a second, you will realize how the thoughts that were disturbing you suddenly vanish. They cease to exist. The thoughts that used to disable you, that used to disturb you, suddenly cease to exist. So let us do a small practice now to understand what resilience really means. Now, I mentioned that we'll be connecting 15 minutes late. I just want you to be honest in your replies. So I don't get offended by your replies, but I just want to know how many of you felt annoyed and disturbed when I said I'll be connecting 15 minutes late. Anyone here who felt annoyed? Anyone who felt disturbed? That's very sweet of you. Kripanidhi, you felt disturbed. Thank you for being honest. See, the reason why this happens is primarily resilience. So it's because of resilience that you are calm. It's because of resistance that you get annoyed. Kripanidhi, I want you to unmute and tell us, what exactly did you feel? Kripanidhi, can you unmute? Yes, please.
Sir, there was a flow in between and it just broke right when you mentioned you'll be connecting after 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. So how did you feel?
Something unfinished.
You felt that something that needed to start is not starting yet? Is that how you felt?
The process was stopped in between, something like that.
What process was stopped in between?
Yes, sir. Something was about to start and not started.
Ah, right. How did you feel? Did you feel good? Did you feel not good?
It was a mixed opinion, sir.
Feeling. All right. Fine. Thank you. Yes, Ravi Kumar.
Yeah, hello, Master. So actually, I felt happy when you said 15 minutes late. So I want to share something positive here, my very recent experience. I was in the middle of something. I really wanted to join this session. Okay, but I was a little bit of stressful. Okay, so that is also an important work. So yeah, as you said, right, I always practice that when I'm in stress, right, I immediately remember to connect to the higher consciousness. So what do I do now? Yeah, so immediately I saw the message, we are 15 minutes late, and I was really thankful, God, really, you're answering us, you're hearing me. I was really happy. Yeah, I don't know, so what was the reason, but it was really a blissful for me.
Very nice, very nice. So it's important for us to understand. So experiences that cause stress are necessary for us to understand, so we know what stress feels like. It is important to know what stress feels like. It is important to know what pain feels like. or else you will not be pained, or else you will not be able to help others. It's important to feel all the human emotions, but not get bogged down by them. It's not right to get affected by the emotion, but it's important to realize what these emotions actually feel like. And that's what causes you to realize how to live. Unless you have experienced all these emotions, you will not be able to understand how to live. So I had a challenge connecting at 5:30, so I said we'll be connecting 15 minutes late. So I don't have to, I know that there'll be certain people who will be inconvenienced by my decision to start 15 minutes late, but my reason is extremely genuine, that I just couldn't connect at 5:15, and I am connecting only at 5:30. The reason was extremely genuine. So when you have genuine reasons, people are able to understand, people are able to believe, they believe you. So your reasons have to be extremely honest. Reasons have to be extremely politely honest. That's what they have to be. So let us just reflect on some practices of resilience versus resistance. Okay? So for women out here, some of the common experiences that you have, very common experiences, that your house help did not come on time. It's one of the most common experiences of resistance. Okay? So how many women here have this problem with being okay with your house help not coming on time? None. How many of you get affected? How many of you get affected by your help not coming on time? Right. So if your help is not coming on time, then you have chores to do. You have things to do. What's more important is that, what do you do? Your help is not coming on time. What do you do? Do you stop your work? Or do you cut your journey short? Or do you do things? Do you manage somehow? Because if you're going to get upset, it's going to spoil your entire day. So what do you do if you don't have to be upset? What will you do? Manage something. That's what Rashi says. Can others contribute? What will you do? What will you do if your help is not coming on time? Please let us know honestly. If you're getting annoyed, let us know that you're getting annoyed. What about the rest? Do as much as possible. See, what is important here? What is important here is to understand that nothing waits for us. Nothing waits for us. And we don't need to wait for anything. You just have to be on the move. Every second is time which is passing, and we just have to capitalize on the time that's available on hand. That's what we need to do. We can't just keep waiting for something because it was promised to us. We can't do that. We just have to move on. We just have to live according to the laws of nature, which means that don't waste your time on anger, frustration, envy, hatred, jealousy. Don't wait for any of those emotions. You just go with the flow. House help is not coming. What can I do now? How can I alter my plan for the day? This is very important. Women often do not put themselves in the first. They all want to provide everything to the family, and if the power goes or if the house help did not come, all hell breaks loose. So it's important to find solutions. How can I do what I'm doing? This morning, for example, I was going to the office and I had a call at 6 a.m. from Australia. I had a Dut Nadi Pariksha of a client who lives in Australia. So it took a while for me to complete the evaluation, by which time it was, I had to leave for work. So my first meal for the day was at about 2 o'clock. So I didn't have my coffee in the morning. I didn't have my breakfast, primarily because we're getting late. But we don't have to be upset about it. What's important is what needs to be done now. Can something be done? Must something be done? Is it okay to just leave? What must we do? So each person's answer will be different. You need to reflect upon what is right for you. Do you have to wait? Do you have to leave? Do you have to eat? Do you have to drink something? So each person's answer is different. But unless you are doing your sadhana, which means that unless you're connecting to the maypole, unless you're connecting to the higher consciousness through this, the answers do not come readily to the mind. It takes a while, by which time resistance takes root, and then you start expressing yourself in the most unfashionable manner. So you need to practice the maypole. This is one practice that I'm talking about. The second practice that we can use to be more resilient is the figure of eight. There's a very powerful practice. You can find these practices on the Agar healing website. You can go and search. So the figure of eight, that's the next most powerful practice that we have. It cuts off prejudice. It cuts off prejudice from your mind. So you are completely accepting. It's like making everything neutral. That's what it does. This is a really, really powerful practice. I wish all of you do these two practices, the maypole and the figure of eight. These two practices can clear a lot of garbage, not only from land, but also from your mind. It is by practicing these psychological practices that you really become strong. So now I want to know if you have any questions. We can answer those questions. Let me know with a show of hands if you have any questions. All right. So if we didn't have any questions, then we can close this session today. This week's homework, let's call it as this week's homework. There's a question. I don't know about the two practices because I'm new to the group. So we have the Agar Healing website, AGARHEALING, agarhealing.com. We have a website where we have all these meditations that we have done. We have put it up. And if you want to know more about the practices, you can visit our website, NCIAS, Nadi Chikitsa Institute for Ayurvedic Studies, ncias.org. I'm going to type in the chat so it's visible to all of you. So one is the agarhealing.com website, and the other one is ncias.org. So you can find a description of the practices in ncias.org. You can also download the practices, and the Agar Healing website is where you'll find the practices as they are done. So you can just listen to the practices. If you want your own personal copy, then you can go to ncias.org and you can buy this meditation and you can practice. So these are two very powerful practices that we have, which can really, really neutralize any kind of emotional disturbances that we have. So we'll talk about mandala, which is another practice. We'll talk about another thing. There's another practice called Tula Kapotha Kriya, which is primarily to balance positive and negative judgment. So positive and negative thoughts. We will practice that another day. That's another powerful practice. There are a few practices which can really, 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 really do wonders to how you live with your mental attitude. You can reshape your attitude and prevent yourself from getting disturbed in any kind of adverse scenario. That's what we like to do here, and so that we can pull ourselves out of all these adverse and disturbing thoughts, feelings, and memories. So look forward to meeting you all next Saturday. Until then, please practice. Let us practice resilience. And practicing resilience does not come easy. You have to do the Maypole meditation. You have to do the figure of eight when you're doing these two practices. The figure of eight is called as Bandha Paricheda. So Bandha Paricheda. So you can find it in NCIIS. You can find the figure of eight symbol. And that's what the meditation is about. It's a practice to completely disconnect from all those kind of inputs which are disturbing or distracting, which prevents you from being in the highest and best way. Yes, Ravi Kumar, please unmute.
Yeah, Master, this NCIAS, it's taking to some North Carolina Association.
NCIAS.org.
Ah, yes, NCIAS. Okay, I was mentioning it.
You might have typed .com.
Okay, I had typed NCAIS. Okay, yeah, now it's correct. Okay, thank you.
So NCIAS, Nadi Chikitsa Institute for Ayurvedic Studies. So we prime practices here, and that's what we do. Yes, Lakshmi. Okay, there's someone joining late. All right. So we teach these practices. We teach this and many other practices through the NCIS, Nadi Chikitsa Institute for Ayurvedic Studies. We have online and offline programs, primarily which can help people grow spiritually. We have, can I know the name of the two practices? Need to search on the website. Sure. One is...
leave kar rahi hu main.
Maypole meditation. The other is Bandha Paricheda. You can practice, you can look up these two practices on the ncis.web.org website. And these two practices are really powerful. We want you to practice them for this week. And next week, let us know how you did. And you will have ample opportunities to practice these two meditations. One is the Maypole meditation, the other is Bandha Paricheda. And just go through them, practice them, and next week, do update to us how you did during this practice. And let us connect again. So thank you so much for joining today. Let's meet again next weekend. Until then, see you. Bye.